Maravra Moisai, lessons from the lathe. Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim. We come to you live here from Yeshiva Lev HaTorah with a new fancy schmancy microphone edition. Yeshkoyach to our Torah, to the person that sponsored the microphone. Because he or she is not here today, I will only thank them when they actually come to Shir. So we'll do that at another time. I assume they just didn't know that they were tonight because we switched days. In any case, tonight's topic, don't turn off your listening tools if you're online. It's not only about Shana Bet. I try to get the guys to come, so I said something to the effect of Shana Bet or not. But it's really how to change your lives, how to do something that I think is really a difficult thing, but how to make your lives into something more meaningful, if you will. I say this on the cusp of, for many of you, your first actual real Yom HaAtzmaut, and I'm happy to take comments, negative comments online. Anybody that wants to email me and say that's not true, we have just as good of a Yom HaAtzmaut in America or in Canada or even in England. It is, of course, not true. And it could be, I hope, that many of the spiritual parts of the day that you experience, almost all of them here in the yeshiva were quite spiritual, gave you a spiritual high, if you will. And when I think about that, I, of course, think about this week's parsha, in the beginning of the parsha of Achrei Mos, where we have such an extensive, detailed narrative of the avodas of the avoda of Yom HaKippurim, of the avoda of course, the Kohen Gadol, the Sir La'Azazel, all of the great detail that Aaron HaKohen would be doing. And the detail in the Rashi's and it's truly unbelievable. And it goes on and on. And of course, the psukim end for us when we read it. Of course, we say to ourselves, "Okay, Yishkoyach, this is, excuse me for saying, is a little bit boring. This doesn't apply to us." And then it says, "Don't worry, Yom Kippur is still chaprechem chatosechem mishayach Hashem titaru." We learn about Yom Kippur, it's a day of atonement anyway, even without the korbanos. Kind of a low. So why is it great detail? Almost the entire Parsha Achrei Mos tells us about the avodas of the Kohen Gadol. And in fact, many, many months ago, one of your first of these type of, if you will, out-of-body experiences that hopefully you experience on Yom HaAtzmaut here in Eretz Yisrael was the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And for me, specifically, Baruch Hashem, I have the schus of davening in many yeshivot. I think the davening here is fantastic, unbelievable. But one of the heightened levels, one of the highest points, is the avodas of Yom Kippurim. I hope you guys remember the song of Mari Kohen, how crazy that was here in the Beis Medrash. And why is it, one could argue, the most, excuse me for using the term, boring parts, as we talked about our parsha, describing in detail, even much, much more detail than our parsha. Oy vey, going on and on and on. V'chene yomer, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, prashati, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shtayim. No, enough already! And then, when it's over, are we so happy just because it's over, maybe? But we say this powerfully, Yehi Ratzon. And then, of course, Murray Cohen. I was a little kid, I thought that was the Cohen's name, Murray. But that's not true. And we go on. Emes Maneh Dehaya Kohen Gadol! We're going crazy! So, Soloveitchik, guys, I wouldn't normally say this. As you know, I'm, of course, against YouTube. But if you type in Rabbi Soloveitchik on YouTube, you will get an amazing color video that's, I think, quite unique. I don't think there's anything like it. I'm serious now. It's 100% in Yiddish, but it has English subtitles. I watched it now maybe, 50 times already. It's changed my life. I'm not joking now. And I'm not going to say it as well as the Rav, so that's why I want you to actually... So he said, what is it? This question that I'm asking. What is it about the avodas? Why are we such a... And he says, how come when I sat next to my father, the great Rav Moshe, and my grandfather, the great Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, they were so engrossed in it. Now, these are not Hasidim guys, okay? They were engrossed. You couldn't get their, couldn't get it off. The amount of times we, Emes Maneh, okay, now we're done. Emes Maneh, keep going, Emes Maneh. Everybody's jumping, going crazy. Enough already. So here's how the Rav explained it. Watch the video, please, I'm begging you. He says like this. He said it reminds me of Shabbos. He says on Shabbos, he goes, I'm not here. He goes, not here in America on Shabbos. Here, what do you say on Shabbos? He says, Gudvach, goodbye, see you next week, Shabbos. Some of us are, you know, excited. Oh, good, we can go to the movies finally, you know. Chutzpah, Shabbos is over at 9 o'clock, you know. It's not good, the malls are closed. He says, but when I grew up, we lived right next to the shtibel, the Machitza shtibel. Those are the Hasidim, if you guys remember, those that went on Poland, the famous Nigun, Animamin. They were known for their singing. He says, and every so often, not very often, but every so often, my father would go. This is amazing, right? Rav Moshe, he would go to the shtibel, Rav Salvechik, Rav Yosef Dov Salvechik would go to such a shtibel. A Hasidic shtibel, he goes, why? Because, and they would be singing there. It would be Shal Shittas. And it would be, Rav Moshe, it would be dark already. And they're singing, Gam Kielich Beyetzamoves! B'nei Hecholo! He goes, again! Nachomol! They're singing. He goes, what are they singing? Enough! Because then he sees this guy. He was someone that, you know, stands out. Not because he's tall, because he was exceedingly a short guy. And he said he's wearing a bekesha with more holes in it than material. But he's got the strimal. And Rav Salvechik must have been staring at him. And he says, he looks at him and he says, you know who I am, right? And he's like, I'm sorry, I think you haven't. He goes, no, I have no idea who you are. Because I'm Yankel. Yankel the porter! He says, what? And he remembers now, Yankel the porter, I think he said in Warsaw, he was the guy, because he was so small that when a boat would come over, he was able to like put, because he was so small, I don't know, like the extra extension, I forgot the way he said it, of the, when they would take the stuff off the boat. Yankel the porter is wearing a bekesha, a kapata, albeit with, you know, all holes in it. He was in another world. He was in Shabbos. He didn't want Shabbos to end. Shabbos Malkus was with him. They're singing, no Shabbos, don't end Shabbos. Yankel the porter, Shabbos Malkus. He was in ecstasy. Yiddish, he said, ekstasy, ekstasy. He says, and that was my tata, that was my father, and my zayda, Rav Chaim, when the avoiders of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Unfortunately, ecstasy gives us, you know, reminds us of something else, but why is ecstasy, what's the drug, what is it about? You're in a trance. You're in another place. You're in a trance. You're not in the real world. He says, you're not in Prussian anymore. He goes, I'm not in Prussian, I'm not in Warsaw, I'm not in Brisk. You're not in Teaneck. Right now, you're diving your Kibbutz. He says, it's not Woodmere. It's not Leeds. I would say Kensington or something like that. Something cool. It's not. You're in ecstasy, you're in a world. Murray Cohen, you're saying this, you're saying, I'm a stand-up. And then what happens? You get out of the trance, and you're back to normal life. You read in great detail on our parsha? Wow. Ecstasy. Where are we going? Unbelievable. And then you fall out of it. Totally different, not related, but of course related, something else Rav Salvechik said, as I was hearing these words again for the 50th time, are related to something that Rav Shechter writes in his beautiful new Sefer on the Parsha. He quotes from the Rav, the Baal HaTanya, and I'll read you the Baal HaTanya's words. When a person understands and comprehends a particular halacha, a mishnah, a gemara correctly and clearly, he comprehends and he grasps, he encompasses the intellect, the wisdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam, for which we cannot grasp. Salvation goes on, this whole beautiful thing. How do you feel Elokos? How do you feel Hashem? How do you feel Him? You go into ecstasy. I hope to Hashem you felt this year. At some point you were learning, your Rebbe was giving you, and all of a sudden you just felt this weird thing. He gave it a pshat, you went, wow, that was cool. I didn't know it could work. Wow, that's great. That's a shock levitaria. How are we going to answer these two Rambam? It's impossible. And then all of a sudden your Rebbe comes out and he quotes you a Rav Chaim, and everything works out, and you feel, you get this weird feeling. You're like, wow, that was cool. I feel a little smart now. That's cool. My teachers were wrong. I'm not, you know. That That's this ecstasy I'm talking about. Ekstasia. Hashem's with us. Sometimes we have an out-of-body experience. We even sometimes, maybe you experience this, where you ask Hashem for something, a sign, and the sign comes. He puts you in an... You're not in that feeling all the time. Rav Soloveitchik ends on a bad note this video, and he's like, and then it's over, and then you're regular Daniel Hartstein. But I think that is the game changer over here. I disagree, as usual, with most of the staff here at Yeshiva Leva Torah. And I do on the following topic. I don't think the Shana Bet is for everybody. Obviously, I don't think Shana Aleph is either. But obviously some of you agree with me. And what's the change? When the student comes and the student says to me, Rebbe, what do I need Shana Bet for? Here's my favorite line ever. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to YU next year. You know? I'm living in Hope. I'll be fine. Or he's very confident about himself. I'm going to Maryland. I'll still be fine. Okay. It's possible. It's happened. 1 out of 10. It worked. No. So, it could happen. I'll be fine. So my answer is, what do you want in your life? Do you want to be fine? Or do you want moments of ecstasy without taking drugs? Do you want moments where you feel like, wow, I'm connected? You could be fine. You could leave your Shana Aleph, and you can open up your Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and you can learn a Mishnayos over here, and maybe a Daf Yomi, but that's not Torah in ecstasy. And that's what Rav Shechter was trying to get at in the shir that he wrote. And he said, that's not it. And it's times where you actually learn Ben Sora Mar, never happened, never will happen. And you learn the secret. What are you learning it for? What's the point? And you get into this moment of your trance. You can't move. You can't get up. You can't move. I got to finish this. They tell amazing stories about Rav Soloveitchik, where he was in shir once. He was so intellectually honest. And he's giving shir, and the worst thing you could ever do. It's so not like today. You ask the question, you better know that. Because if not, he's going to... The guy asked the question. He stopped. And he said, that's a good question. Toisis is shver. Shir's over. Okay. I was like, all right, great. I forgot exactly the details. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and he figured it out. He's wearing pajamas. Tells the shamash, he starts getting dressed. He says, let's go, we got to go to shir. He says, what do you mean? He says, what do you mean? I figured the toast was out. Obviously nobody's sleeping now. They all have the same... He's in a trance of Gemara. Well, obviously, everybody else can't sleep either. I figured it out. Now let's go back to shir now. I don't get 1 o'clock on it. That's the game changer of Shana Bet. That's the game changer of dedicating yourself more to Torah. It's not just about Shana Bet, but it's about your life. How will your life look? If you want to be fine? You can be fine. Okay. We'll have a lot of nachas of you. Maybe when you get engaged, you'll have a picture with your fiance without touching her. You'll be fine. Shkoyach. Great. I got to get on Facebook. I know. But will you have these moments of a trance? Will Shabbos be a trance for you? Will Shabbos be, when is it over already? Will Shabbos be calling you Rebbe before Shabbos? Rebbe, I have a Shiloh. There's a big game tonight. The Turtles are playing against the, you know. Right? And this one, and I can go to the game because my goyish friend is gonna pay for it, and you figured out all the lum. You got all the lum this work. The parts are getting. I can't even hop you. You figure it out. And I know there's no Erev. I'm not gonna carry it. And da 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 da. And I'm gonna wear my suit there, so it's gonna be Shabbos day. Get out. That's the trance of Shabbos again. That's a gam. Yeah, that is gam keilach b'gates amavus. Yes, but what is that? Guys tell me when they come back, they go on a Shabbaton to the yeshiva, or they come back to return and learn, they're in a trance again. All of a sudden, they don't know what's happening to them. They have that Shabbos again. Like, oh my God, that's it. But Rabino used to always say when we used to come back, so you guys want to recharge your batteries. You got to recharge them. You got to get back on the trend. Those moments of trance, that's what you need. And that's when we miss it. So that's the game changer over here. That's the difference. That's why. That's what you want. If you're not coming back for that, you're coming back because you want to learn more Gemara? Okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe it's Shana Bet isn't for you. That's it? So no, Rebbe, I want it. I don't have it now. I want to feel what a Shabbos is. I want to celebrate a Yom HaTzur with the nation of Israel and feel like, wow, that Hallel, wow. When I was planting those trees, when I was building a mikvah, wow. Trance. I'm going to tell you an amazing story now. My daughter sent me the story. It's mind-boggling, the story. And if the story wasn't told from the person who it happened to, it's hard for me to believe. But she told the story. The story is told by Dalia Emanuelov. Her son, her husband, died. Tavir Emanuelov was killed in Gaza a number of years ago. And she had just lost her husband, and she knew that her son was going to be going into Gaza. And she said to her son, "You have to tell me before you go so I can daven for you, this religious lady." And she said, "Mom," he says, "Mom, you know I can't text you. I'm going into Gaza now. I'll get it. She says, "Okay, let's get a code." So the code was, when you go in, all you're going to write is, "Ani shomer latzmi." I forgot what I think it was, a Motzei Shabbos, 1 o'clock in the morning. "Ani shomer latzmi." And she brings the text up. She says, "Here it is." And he wrote, "Beautiful, Ani shomer latzmi. You watch over me, I'll watch over your whole thing." That's the last text she ever got from him. He was murdered. And she said that she was broken. Her husband died a few months before. Her son, she couldn't do it anymore. She said, 3 months, no davening, no tefillah, didn't talk to God, no brachas, no nothing. I wasn't firm anymore. She has the horrible, horrible life. I don't remember how many months, whatever it was, 6 months later, whatever it was, she said she came into the house and there's nobody there. It was his birthday. No husband, no son, daughters weren't home. I just screamed to God, screamed out. And I said, "God, enough. I'm starting to talk to you again. You got to send me a sign. My suffering is just, I'm begging you to send me a sign. I just want the viewer to talk to me again." Phone rings a few minutes later. Our daughter's like, "Ma, you got to get out of this negative trance that you're in. We're going to a concert. Come with us. We're going to a concert." Let's go to a concert. Like a hole in her head. She goes to the concert. So she's sitting front somewhere, 8 rows up, whatever it is. And this little baby comes up, a little kid, and starts. She's like, "Oh, hi, you know, nice little kid." It's like, "You want to be my friend?" She's like, "Oh, what's your name?" "Eli Raz." "Oh, Eli Raz. Okay, I'll be your friend, huh?" And all of a sudden, now the father gets a little scared. This little kid's talking to a stranger. She says, "Eli Raz, come back here. Come back here. Come sit with mommy, me, and Tavir." Tavir, it's not a typical name. She turns around and she sees this little baby. Little baby. She's like, "All right, here we go. I'm going to be nosy. I'm Israeli. This is what we do." She goes a few rows back. She goes, "Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Did you say your baby's name is Devir?" She goes, "Yeah, my name is Devir." She says, "Oh, wow, it's so beautiful. Can I ask you, how'd you pick such a beautiful name?" The mother is holding the baby. She says, "You know, I never told anyone this story. You asked, so I'm going to tell you." She says, "A number of months ago, before Devir was born, the sonogram came back that our child was going to be born with a very serious, terrible disease. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I have a child that's deformed, whatever the situation. I didn't know what to do." She fell into a negative trance. She looked up to Avinu Shebashamayim. She said, "You know what, Hashem? If you give me a healthy baby, I'm going to do something special for that baby." Trying to think what to do, she remembers that that day the first soldier died in Gaza. She says, "I'm going to name my son after the first soldier that died in Gaza, Devir Emanuelov." Now she looks at the mother and she sees she's white like a ghost. And she's like, "Did you know Devir?" She's like, "Yes, that was my son." And she's in this interview and she says, "What's the chances? I wasn't going to go to the concert. My daughter convinced me. There is, you know, whatever, 10,000 people at the concert. 8 rows back, the kid chugs up. That's a trance. That's falling into Hashem's trance of getting close to a Hashem that we don't understand even. That's the Torah that says, that's what you want. That's why you continue with saying, it's not enough. I need more. I got firmer. I'm not going to put tefillin on. I'm not going to... Whatever it might be, but are you in a trance? Do you have that Gam Ke'elech moment of Shabbos where you just can't stop the niggun? Mari Kohen, the avoidance of Beis HaMikdash. Wow, they saw the Kohen. They looked at... That was ecstasy. The Kohen came out with the... We looked at him and said, wow. That's my bracha. You're going, you're not going. That's not my point here. It's not to convince you to come Shana Bad. It's a great thing for those that it's good for. But that you keep in mind the importance of this idea. That you fall into this great trance and want it to continue. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocher to that. Amen.